Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, happy Friday. Great way to start the NFL slate there last night.
Yeah, man, what a game. You know what? A game like last night, for people watching, I flipped around watching the Yankees and the Red Sox as well last night. But it didn't finish, but couldn't wait to get up this morning. And listen, I think everybody knew the 49ers have a whole bunch of guys hurt. And probably were thinking, 49ers going to the Rams. Rams playing pretty well, a lot healthier, that thing was going to get ugly. And the 49ers end up winning that game in overtime. Mac Jones throws for 342 yards, a couple of touchdowns, doesn't turn the ball over. His number one guy, because all their receivers are hurt, and their tight end, maybe the best tight end of football, has been out. Kendrick Bourne goes for 10 catches, 142 yards. And then here's one that sounds familiar if you watch football. The Rams turned the ball over twice. One at the end of regulation going in. Woody, how many times have we said that this year? Going in for a touchdown and fumble on the goal line. And the 49ers recover. And then, by the way, still had to left too much time and the Rams are able to tie it up. But that was going to put them ahead. And instead, with 107 left, 107 left, Rams probably get a stop and end up winning that game, 27-24. But it didn't happen then. Rams get the ball back in overtime. They get the thing back to overtime, kick a field goal to tie it up because the 49ers couldn't get a first down. Fourth and one. And the Rams run the ball up the middle, and the 49ers have a bunch of defensive linemen hurt, and they stop them. That's ball game. That's it. Get a stop in overtime. And the other nice story that ties into South Florida, Eddie Pinero bread, man, 59-yard field goal, 4-for-4 on field goals on the night, and Miami Sunset High School. I didn't even know Miami. Is Miami Sunset High School still around, Woody? Is there still a Miami Sunset High School? Never talk about him, but what a story, man. What a story all the way around. 49ers go to 4-1 on the season, and that's got to be a tough loss for the Rams last night. Got to be tough. Two plays. Fumble going in. Got to kill you in that 4th-and-1. You got the field goal, and they're going for the win in overtime. And
you're okay with that call, right?
I don't care, yeah.
You got to go for the win there, right?
Yes.
Because I guess you take the field goal, best case scenario, you tie, right?
You don't want to tie.
No.
Ties are...
But you probably... Ties are... a good shot to lose the game because of this, weird kickoff and all that.
I just think... I thought the whole thing with 4th-and-1... by the way, have you ever noticed, because this is a second guest special... If 4th-and-1 in a critical situation, like it was in overtime, can't be more than that, you take timeouts and you run the ball up the middle, and they're going, you spend all that time.
Two timeouts.
On the sideline, going through everything, and this is what you came up with. A guy that's considered to be one of the best offensive coaches in football and got a whole bunch of guys that have coached under him that are all spread out through the NFL. And this is what you came up with. I mean, it's a great second guess. He obviously looked at matchups and his offensive line against their defensive line and all that, and they stopped him.
They weren't even close.
No,
it was a really crappy play, man.
What a way. And that was it. That was ball game right there. 49ers go cheering, went in, showered, and took a quick trip right back up to Northern California, man. And that was the ball game. But, hey, man, that is one of the cool ones because I saw all day yesterday, all the brilliant ones. Oh, my God, 49ers playing with their backup quarterback, Mac Jones. He's not even 100%. All their receivers are out. Everybody knows Nick Bosa has been out. He's out for the year. I mean, they're just they're banged up again this year. They went in there and got a win. And it just says a lot, man. It says a lot about your depth. Kendrick Bourne becomes the number one receiver. Mac Jones threw, I think he had one of his best games ever. And by the way, maybe we got to start looking at system and coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, that thing's impressive, man.
That guy in 49er, he's a good coach, man.
Yes. Nobody does more with less than that franchise, right?
They're up there.
I know they've had some good teams, but they've done a lot with mediocre quarterback play.
They are.
Jimmy G was playing in the Super Bowl down here.
You're right.
Didn't he play? I think he played two Super Bowls for them, didn't he?
49ers seem to have less problems through the years. They had Listen, now they had the great handoff. We call it the great NFL handoff from Joe Montana to Steve Young.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. But
I don't think Brock Purdy's anything more than average.
Well, I got to tell you, you're going to start going
good.
Now the Mac Jones, we probably have Patriot fans up early this morning going, oh, don't tell us about Mac friggin' Jones. Maybe you start looking, though, a little bit about Mac Jones in this offense. Those quick throws and all those things, and throws he made across the middle last night. A lot of good stuff. Anyway, hey, man, it's kind of cool to know that you can be a heavy underdog and win, and it's not just a slam dunk that you're going to get blown out or it's not going to be a very good game. You can go to bed early and all that because 49ers jumped out on them early in that game. And the Rams did come back, but end up losing that game. Wild, wild game last night. Hey, man, we got the big one tomorrow night. It's really weird to say that. Tomorrow night, Miami, who'll be leaving today, is going up to Tallahassee to play Florida State. We can finally play. Now, there are going to be a lot of parts of this game we're going to be talking about. Kane's first road game. Yes, it's a lot different than playing at home. It is. It's going to be loud up there. Tallahassee, probably those kids already getting lathered up, probably canceled school for a couple of days to get going. And all the Florida State alum will be up there. And they're going to go, all right, we're going to let that Virginia game go because our guys going to be jacked up. Like maybe they weren't jacked up to play Virginia. They will in this one. And again, how will you play when there's a lot of noise? And all of a sudden, Carson Beck calls something or checks to something. Somebody doesn't get it. How sloppy are you going to act like you've been there and done it? But this is their first road game of the season in week 5 of their schedule. Game 5 of their schedule coming up here. So, yeah, and you know the deal. Tommy Castellanos can run and throw, and we got another one of those dual threat quarterbacks. Can you stop him? Because he drops back. And he sees you don't have containment on the outside, or he sees a big hole between a guard and a center, and he looks and he sees man-to-man down the field. Tommy's gone. Tommy, run. That dude is going to take off, man. He is going to take off and run, and you've seen a little bit of that. But you know what, Woody? Line of scrimmage, man. It is what Mario wanted. It looks like it finally, more than any other position, when Mario took over this job, the two most important positions to him and areas of the team were the D-line and the O-line. If you know Mario, he wants those kind of dudes. He was around UM when they had all those really good defensive lines, and he likes this big offensive line thing that he started in Oregon and brought here with him, and he's got it. He's got, I don't know where we're going to rank this offensive line, but it ranks right up there with as good of offensive lines as they've ever had. Nothing against the old guys that still live here and have retired in this town, but they've got some good-looking big dudes on that, that starting with the guys on the outside, Bell and Maui Noah, and working inside. Looks like Inez Cooper's had a good year so far, Woody, that right guard. And can they keep it going? I will tell you, we talk about their run blocking. I think their pass protection has been unbelievable. If you don't blitz, Carson Beck got a lot of time to throw the football. I'll bet you Carson Beck, when he goes, hey, mom and dad, see all that time I had? How about that compared to what I had in Georgia last year?
No, there were some plays in that Florida game, Joe. He was just standing back there. But he needs to be a little better in this game. But this is going to be an interesting one on the run game for both of these teams, right? Florida State's run game is really good. So we'll see how they do on that side of the ball. And, you know, Miami's defensive line, linebackers are going to get tested in this one, certainly. But, yeah, I think Carson Beck does need to be a little bit better. This could be the type of game that there's some points scored, right?
I'm guessing if we come out of this game and he throws an interception and no touchdowns, that's Ooh. Probably
– Yeah.
And that was did the Florida numbers, and and we can't have those. But
yeah, I just don't see this as a low-scoring – unless you do, I don't see this necessarily as a low-scoring game. Like,
no, I think you got to score. I'm with you. Now, the problem when you look – the Florida State Seminoles have the number one offense in the country. The problem is – they racked up about 140 points, if I'm not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not mistaken on the two weak sisters that they beat up on. Can we still say that, weak sisters?
I don't know. Whatever.
The two weak sisters in the schedule, that was something they used to say when I was a kid.
And then that last game they played,
my sister
went
to
overtime
it.
And all, so.
Yeah. So anyway,
but
you know.
But it's the fabulous second-best run offense in the whole country, too. So, yeah, they got to get after that thing,
good,
man.
They're good at everything they do. I mean, you start talking about having a number one offense. Canes had it last year. You got a good idea what it looks like, and then, hey, listen, man, we've been bragging about them. We need to see another, if you're truly the best combination of pass rushers and edge guys in college football, we need to see Bain and Mesidor have that kind of game. Listen, there's no question. I got to tell you, I'm not surprised on how good Bain is because we saw this his freshman year. He's at a different level right now because he works so hard on his game. The one that's really picked it up to me is Mesidor. Mesidor is, you know, he's a little bit older. He's been around. He was asked to play inside. Listen, I don't think either one of those guys are crazy about playing inside. I think it looks good on the resume for the NFL. But I think they'd rather be a little bit lighter and play outside. Pass rushing is where it's at for those two. And they got the moves and the quickness, and they're healthy. So, yeah, and then let Moten, Blay, and Scott take care of the inside and their rotation of defensive tackles. Has got a lot of experience, man, especially with Blay and Moten now. And Scott, you know, still at times looks like a five-star. Got to get the engine going. Got to, you know, still not quite there. But – man, I'll just tell you, this is going to be a fun one. Hey, I'll give you another one. One-on-one with Deuce Robinson on the outside. 6'6", and he looks like a hell of a player. I can't wait to see. I don't think they're going to double him. I think they're going to tell those two corners, hey, man, you guys, we think you guys are really good on the outside. And a couple of the other guys that play as well. Like, you may get a little help in the middle, but on takeoffs, you got to cover them. We can't be giving up an extra guy playing deep when we got some problems we got to worry about on the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, a lot of cool matchups here for the game, and you probably watch all your favorite podcasters and everybody breaking all these games down for you, but that was part of it, man. But yeah, Florida State has put up some gaudy numbers. I mean, they literally made me go back. I forgot who they played, but they did. Listen, you put 70 and 60 something on an opponent, you know, you just got to throw those two games out. And I get it. You're going to have them on your schedule. There's nothing wrong. You know, you want to get some work in there, but yeah, but those numbers.
One was Kent State. They put 66
was
on them.
East Carolina State.
The other one was, no, it was East Texas A&M.
East Texas A&M. That's what it was. I knew it had an East. Yeah. I knew it had East something to it, man. Anyway.
That does sound like a made-up school, does it not?
Well, listen, you know, we've been known to put a few of those. We know who they are, but we've been known to put a few. We. Canes have been known to put a few
yeah.
on too. So, you know, just. But listen, man, that's how you become the number one offense. Is you got to run it up.
They
on
gave
them
up
too.
46 points to Virginia in double overtime. Okay,
yeah,
you should be able to score some points on these guys. But Carson Beck is going to have to make some plays in this game.
I got to tell you, Virginia ran on them. I was surprised. The surprise to me is Virginia's able to run the football. And I thought they'd run out of gas, and the crowd, you know, being into it after a while. Once Tallahassee, Florida State made a little run there, I thought would make a big difference. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. You don't want to do it just because I've had about 50 ounces of coffee. It's early 6 o'clock in the morning, man. We gotta save some of that good stuff coming up. High school football. I will give you a teaser, man. The best rivalry by far we have in South Florida is going to happen tomorrow. Everybody's been talking about it. Definitely. Maybe one of the best in public schools in the country right now. It's that good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.